This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We were just talking about the sexual misconduct allegations with Dr. Tindall at USC, where apparently he allegedly violated thousands of women during a multi-decade tenure at that university. I don't know if it was on the student campus. I'm not exactly sure where the clinic was. We have cases of women at Columbia University, Ohio State University, allegedly or reporting that certain doctors there had abused them. Larry Nassar from Michigan State University, who assaulted allegedly multiple gymnasts as well as other students. And then we have Tindall here at USC. And so when you look at all of these combined, and probably every month in the news we hear of something else. In Vegas, we had the doctor who was giving ketamine to patients, having them fall asleep, having sex with them, and videotaping it. And when you see these cases, you start to go, okay, whoa, 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 okay? You know, we're talking about Me Too movement, we're talking about Harvey Weinstein. I mean, what is going on in the medical profession? Well, let me just assure you guys as a doctor, all right, that these cases are still, as horrible and egregious as they are still far less than what we have in every other industry, okay? Sexual assault, sexual abuse is ubiquitous everywhere. Was it Giorgio Armani who talked about how designers are raping their, you know, the models? I mean, it's everywhere. And so if medicine has thousands and thousands or hundreds of thousands of doctors, all right, there's going to be some bad seeds there. Just like with nurses, you'll hear of cases where nurses are assaulting patients or stealing their narcotics or whatever, and they're like, oh my gosh, but it's not the nursing profession. The nursing profession is the most awesome profession out there. They're the backbone of our healthcare system. We love nurses. Not always the case. Same thing with teachers, right? There'll be a teacher that sexually assaults students. It's not all teachers. So understand, you got to take it with kind of a grain of salt, even though it's very difficult with such a very emotional topic, that, you know, this isn't all doctors. There are very, very rare cases where you have some real son of a people out there that are very sick ducks, okay? Good, without cussing. Did you see how I did that without cussing? My producer's happy. Whew, got through that one. So how the hell does somebody get through medical school? Well, we've talked about this on the show a lot, and go through the years. I mean, for me, it was 4 years high school, 4 years college, and doing it in 4 years meant I had to also do summer school and take full loads. A lot of people do 5 years of college. Then 4 years of medical school and then 3 years training. And that was the shortest path. That's like 11 years post high school. That's like the shortest path. How does somebody get through that? You know, and then practice at USC or at any of these other places and be a predator? How does nobody pick that up? Well, is it because they turn after they graduate, or were they always a predator? So, you know, it kind of all depends on how much information we're going to get on their past. I find it very important, and we don't really see a lot of this, you know, come forward in these news articles. You know, I think it's very pertinent. You know, what did previous dates or prom dates or girlfriends or family members say? You know, and were there other offenses? Were there, you know, we're being told that, you know, in some of these cases with some of these physicians, you know, there were multiple complaints and nothing got done. That's what happened with USC. There were complaints and there wasn't even record keeping of those complaints. You know, I talked about the previous hour that I feel very guilty about never complaining. I had two different doctors at two different times be completely inappropriate with their exam, but I was dumb, I was naive, I was young, and I thought, oh, well, I guess I guess they're supposed to do that. I guess that's an exam. And then when I realized that it was wrong and they weren't supposed to do that, I didn't want to say anything. You know, one of them has passed, but one of them still practices. And I every now and then run into them. And every time I see them, I just want to, like, just kick them in the, you know. But I never said anything. I was afraid to. And so sometimes some of these predators don't have one single complaint because people don't know. People don't understand a medical exam. And I've talked about medical exams. We had a listener who thought she was assaulted when she wasn't. Apparently the doctor was listening to her heart, had to move the breast over and you know, move the breast over to listen to the heart. And she thought that that was fondling. And it's like, well, if... It is the fine line, all right? If you got breasts in the way, I mean, with me, I mean, I've had doctors and nurses need to use pulleys to get the breasts out of the way to get to the heart, okay? So, you know, for some of us, the heart is really, like, not able to be approached very easily. But, you know, for others, you know, it's what constitutes assault. Well, is if you didn't feel comfortable. So how do doctors have to protect against that? You need to explain. You need to talk the patient through. You need to say, look, I need to get to the heart. Can you move your breast over? You know, or, you know, and that's actually how we're now training doctors. We're training them to just have the patient move their breast themselves so they don't have to, you know. How I was trained is you just take the stethoscope and you just shove the stethoscope up there under the breast and the whole breast goes up. Not the most comfortable, but I got to listen to the heart and the boobs in the way. So we've started to modify the way we approach things so we don't have innocent doctors getting accused. But, you know, as accusations, you know, run, you know, rampant, whether they're founded or not, you have a lot of doctors now that are like, you know what, I'm not even going to examine the heart. And I hear so many practice, family practice doctors and internal medicine doctors that patients say, they never even listened to my heart. You know, and so we got to be careful of where we're going with that. But my guess is there's a few things going on with the predator. One is some people are very, very intelligent. A lot of predators are very, very smart. So, yeah, they get into medical school because they got the grades. They're smart. You know, maybe they like people, but, you know, they have certain sexual fetishes or sexual desires. Or they, get impulsed by people who are now in a inferior position in terms of them being in need, them being sick, more vulnerable, them being naked. And now a lot of, now their position now is in a position of control and dominance. And so, you know, I don't know if we have a screen. I don't think we have a screen to test for that. But it's frightening that there's people out there. But let me assure you, it's really rare still, despite, you know, all the numbers. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have a leap day. Why? Because we're in a leap year. Pretty exciting stuff. And leap years happen every 4 years. And there's a little bit of history. You know, in fact, the father of the leap year is Julius Caesar. Let me tell you just a little bit about the history, you know, because people are really kind of confused. Actually, I get very upset about February being such a short month because we get screwed over. You only get two paychecks, if that, right, because there's 28 days usually in February, but you still have to pay the rent. So you lose 3 days of work that could go to February rent. And that's like no fair. Anyway, in Roman times, the calendar was 10 months long. We talked about this a while back. We didn't have January or February. The year would run from March to December. Decem is Latin for 10. Dec. Or dec. So March through December were the harvest months. Those were worthy of mention. But according to folklore, Roman King Numa Pompilius wanted to align the calendar with the lunar year, so he decided to tack on 2 extra months before March. So the start of the year was technically March, but he decided to tack on 2 months before then. Supposedly, both of those months are 28 days, so the Roman calendar gave us a 355-day year. Numa was apparently superstitious. Even numbers were considered taboo, and he didn't want any months to have even days, so he made every month to have 29 days or 31 days. But in order to have a whole year, then wind up on an odd number, because if you have 12 months with uneven days, then the year would be even, and that's bad luck for him. So he had to give in and make 1 month an even day month. That ended up being Februarius at 28 days. So it was unlucky being the shortest month. So his calendars were Martius for March, Aprilius, Maius, Lunius for June, Sextilis, September, October, November, December, Ianuarius, and Februarius. So February started to fluctuate throughout the next couple centuries until Julius Caesar said, no, we need to add a few more days. So he was instructed by his astronomers to add a leap day to account for the discrepancy between lunar and solar calendars. So he basically was the father of leap year. But there were still issues. So Pope Gregory the 13th needed to adjust the Julian calendar, and Gregory created the Gregorian calendar. So an Earth year is about 11 minutes short of 365 and a quarter days. So it's 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, 46 seconds, more or less. That's what they knew in the second century. But by 1582, the calendar was 10 days out of whack. Easter was starting to fall too late in the real spring. So Pope Gregory XIII had to tweak the calendar by subtracting 3 leap years in every 400. So years ending in 00 unless they're divisible by 400. So anyway, that's kind of the history of that. But what happens when you have somebody born on February 29th? Well, all right, so we know a year is longer than 365 days, right? Takes 365 days, maybe 5 hours, 48 minutes, 45 seconds. Extra day added every 4 years as a corrective measure. So if somebody is born on that year, they will have a February 29th birthday. In fact, there used to be a February 30th. They said February 30th, according to USA Today, existed on a couple occasions. Sweden had wanted to switch from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar in 1700. It was supposed to be a leap year at the time. There were some mistakes, not really sure what happened there. February 30th was an actual date in the Soviet Union in 1930 and 1931. Officials tried to even out the year and have 5-day weeks and 30-day months. That caused a lot of confusion, and the 7-day week was restored in 1940. Would that be crazy if another country decides to change their days? A leap year has to be divided by 4, like 2020, but it cannot be divided by 100. This is why 2100 and 2200 are not going to be leap years. That's just the rule. If the year is divisible by 100 and also divisible by 400, it gets to be a leap year. That's why the year 2000 got to be a leap year. All right, so how many leap days have we had? So how many opportunities have we had for people to be born on a leap day? Not many. They say there's only been about 100. Since Pope Gregory XIII suspended Julian's calendar, since 1582, there have been 108 or 109 leap days. That's interesting. I thought there'd be more. So what is the chance of you being born on a leap day, or being a leap-ling, as they call it? They say 1 in 365. The chance of being born, the chance of being born on any day is 1 in 365. But if you multiply that by 4, right, because only 1 in 4 years can you have that number, that's 1 in 1461. So 0.07% of the world's population is born on a leap day. That's according to USA Today. There is a club. If you are leapling, you have your own club, and membership is free. There's something called the Honor Society of Leap Year Day Babies. It dates back to 1988, which offers a birth family search service. The club will publish information about somebody who may be born on February 29 to help with finding them so people can find each other. That would be a cool group. My guess is February 29ers are really, really cool people. Excuse me. Now, there were traditions on this day. You know that if it was a weird day, stuff happened. So you know how men usually propose to women? Well, there was a custom that started back in 5th century Ireland, where St. Bridget of Kildare complained to St. Patrick that women had to wait for men to pop the question. As a result, he said, you know what, on leap day, women can propose marriage. If a woman's proposal on leap day was given, a man was not supposed to refuse. If not, he had to pay a fine. So my guess is guys were headed for the hills on leap day. Because if not, it would cost them 12 pairs of gloves. The woman needed the gloves to hide her shame at not having an engagement ring on her finger. Another type of fine for declining was giving her a silk dress. Oh, I would have liked that one. They say many people avoid getting married on a leap year. They say it's bad luck to get married on a leap year, especially in Greece and Ukraine. The superstition used to apply to any kind of new start, whether it was a relationship or job. There was anecdotal evidence that Greeks avoid getting married on a leap year because the marriage would end in divorce or with one of the spouse's deaths. See, I was born in, I got married in 1996, so I don't know. I don't think that was a leap year. I have to look that up. Well, let's see if you could divide it by four. I think you can. Hold on a second. It has to be. That had to have been a leap year. 1996 divided by four. Yeah. Ooh, well, we've been married some, I know. gotta get rid of the moo-moos, gotta get some sexy underwear. We'll see. Titanic sank on a leap year. They think leap years are bad luck years. Titanic sunk on April 10th, 1912. The Spanish Civil War was started in 1936. Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert Kennedy were both assassinated in 1968, a leap year. Gandhi was killed in 1948, a leap year. So, for those people that are born on February 29th, they're like, okay, you know, you guys are talking about all this stuff, but you know what a pain in the butt it is, you know, to go through the DMV? Many businesses and organizations do not have February 29 in their registration processes or digitized in their computer software, because if the software doesn't take into account, you know, leap year and all that, it can mess things up. So many people still have an issue when they enter their birth date that it just doesn't exist. When you apply for a driver's license, some states will not let you put February 29th. They will make you choose a February 28th birthday or a March 1 birthday. If you don't, you're forced to have a birthday of March 1. They say the first arrest warrants for witchcraft were issued on leap day. That was February 29th, 1692. It was against Sarah Good, Sarah Osborne, and Tituba. They were the first to testify in the Salem witchcraft trials. Some say she had been chosen to start the trials off because residents hated her and wanted her gone. I don't think she was a witch. I don't know much about that. They say leap year has different meanings for different parts of the world. In Russia, they think also it could be bad weather. Married daughters come home in Taiwan, I guess, during leap years. Some think leap years have special talent. Somebody who invented the modern submarine was a leapling. Very interesting. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has delivered on one of his campaign promises as the United States signed a peace agreement with the Taliban aimed at bringing an end to 18 years of bloodshed in Afghanistan and allowing U.S. troops to return home from America's longest war. Under the agreement, the U.S. would draw down its forces from 13,000 to 8,600 within 3 months, with the remaining forces withdrawing in 14 months. Here's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
The agreement that we will sign today is the true test of this effort. We will closely watch the Taliban's compliance with their commitments and calibrate the pace of our withdrawal to their actions. This is how we will ensure that Afghanistan never again serves as a base for international terrorists.
The United States spent more than $750 billion on all sides of the war. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So every hour we're giving you guys the latest on coronavirus because the news keeps coming in. Total cases are 84,146 globally of those reporting accurately. Deaths up to 2,800. 36,800 people have recovered. They're looking at right now 44,397 currently infected patients. USA is still at the 60 number. No new developments there, even though a headline said we jumped to 60. We've been at 60 now for a couple days. China has had 44 new deaths in the last 24 hours. South Korea, 3. Italy, 4. The Diamond Princess, 2 more people have died, to a total of 6 people on that cruise. Iran, 8 more people have died, to a total of 34. The second most number of deaths, 388 cases overall. Japan has reported another death. And we have been told that Japan's Hokkaido Island, where the Olympic marathons are due to take place this summer, has declared a state of emergency. Olympic organizers indicated that they would announce plans next week to scale back the torch relay. People are very concerned, among many other things, about what's going to happen with the Tokyo Olympics. It's, again, we're coming into March. We still have a few months. But if people were planning flight and travel and stay and all that, my guess is it's already affected the Olympics. I don't see how it won't. Even if, God willing, this whole thing goes away in a month or two, being overly optimistic, I think we are looking at some big changes to the structure or to the games. Stocks in Europe and Asia have tanked. Swiss authorities on Friday have banned all events in Switzerland with more than 1,000 participants until mid-March. They have canceled the Geneva International Motor Show. That was scheduled to open next week. Ooh, that would be good. Gosh, that motor show. I'd want to go there. I like cars. An Italian man diagnosed with the virus in Nigeria marks the first confirmed instance of the virus in sub-Saharan Africa. Africa does not need any more viruses, can we just say that? But now, one case from an Italian man there. South Korea announced 571 new cases today, bringing its total to 2,300. France and Germany confirmed new infections. President Trump had tweeted that the virus was spreading very slowly in the U.S. He suggested that his political opponents were blaming him for the outbreak, and they are. His remarks came after a whistleblower alleged that the U.S. government sent workers without proper training for infection control or appropriate protective gear to greet evacuees from Wuhan, China. Now, when we talk about, you know, protective gear and all that, you know, it brings up the topic of these masks that everybody wants to buy. You know, people want to buy masks, and the CDC wants you to wear a mask if you're sick. But if you're not sick yet, they're telling you to not run out and buy them. There's such a shortage. And, you know, you have to keep changing them out. Most of you don't wear them properly. I see people with masks on their cats and dogs, and that just doesn't seem to really fly. Well, cats, I tried to put a mask on my cat. I just wanted to see. It probably lasted less than a millisecond. And then the dog, like, you know, took it and chewed it up and looked at me like, did I do good, mommy? I'm like, no, you did not do good, mommy. Bad dog. You were supposed to keep it on your face. Dog's not going to keep it on the face. So, you have to, how they're doing it in Asia is, I mean, they have these pretty tight-fitting masks that the dog can't knock off. I don't see how they can't. Dogs don't like things on their face. You know how humans can't stand CPAP masks? You think a dog or cat is going to have something on their face? So, when Trump is being, ridiculed, for what happened with, our approach in terms of evacuees and they weren't in proper gear, so the workers have to be in gear, but the rest of us are fine with just a mask. It is gear. You do need gear because, you know, some of these, you know, viruses are pretty contagious and can, you know, maybe get into your eye mucosa or other sorts of mucosa or, you know, so they don't take a chance with just a mask. So the World Health Organization today has increased its coronavirus risk assessment to, quote, very high. Why? Because cases outside of China continue to increase. They are not ready to call it a pandemic. We're all wondering why. Well, I talked about that yesterday. It's because epidemic means we still have this under control in terms of we're finding the cases, we're isolating them, we're preventing travel, we're, you know, hopefully dealing with one little minute, we're trying to whack a mole in a way. With pandemic, it means we're beyond quarantine and we're just going to be now just trying to mitigate and trying to lessen the blow. We're not ready to do that. I don't want us in quote, let's just, you know, not even go there with quarantine. I don't think we're ready for that yet. Okay, I think America, considering what's been going on in the last 6 weeks, has been doing a damn good job. So, one case of community acquired. Somebody got it. We don't know why. One case of that. Now, there could be more. I'm sure there is, and people just aren't going in and saying, will you test me for coronavirus, please? You know, unless you're really, really sick, people aren't going to go and get seen. So then they aren't going to get tested. But I think, knock on wood, so far so good. Again, I'm being very cautiously optimistic about this. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, World Health Organization Director General, said what we see at the moment are linked epidemics of COVID-19 in several countries, but most cases can still be traced to known contacts or clusters of cases. We do not see evidence as yet that the virus is spreading freely in communities. Once that happens, then they call it pandemic. They say as long as that's the case, we still have a chance of containing the virus. If robust action is taken to detect cases early, isolate and care for patients and trace contacts. Meanwhile, more than 20 vaccines are being developed worldwide with results from clinical trials hopefully expected in a few weeks. That's a lot better than what we've heard. We've been hearing a vaccine may not be ready for a year. Hopefully we have results from human trials. If they like it and it works and there's low side effects, they can mass produce. So, Donald Trump, of course, criticized for everything he does. There's been talk that the Democrats think that this is a blessing for them in terms of the election because Trump's economy has been one of his main platforms, you know, for him to be able to be reelected, and this could unfortunately hurt the economy. Donald Trump has put Mike Pence in charge of the response to coronavirus. He said one of the 60 cases, somebody is pretty sick, as he spoke. CDC had revealed a new case in California, which we talked about. President Trump said administration will spend whatever it takes. There was apparently a fight over $2.5 billion additional spending requests to Congress being too low. Trump said the government will spend whatever it takes. He was asked if he was going to close borders. He said he would if it becomes necessary. Told Americans to wash their hands and stay home if they felt sick. And people have asked, why Mike Pence? Why is Mike Pence the coronavirus czar? I know he's not a doctor. I get that. But, I mean, you know, again, he's vice president. I'm sure he has, you know, time on his hands with everything going on. And to me, it's symbolic. You know, appointing somebody in one of the departments, one of the suits, head of this is nice, and you know, these people are high up, but when Trump appoints the vice president, that means he is putting one of the highest people he has in charge. That is pretty, you know, significant. Also significant is I think Disneyland in Japan closed down. Tokyo Disneyland and a number of other theme parks in Japan are set to close down because they don't want groups of people together. The theme park is closing as of today to March 15th due to concerns about the virus spread. So when Disneyland closes down, you know the stuff's real. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys,
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I promised you guys we would talk about how to get your house set up for quarantine in case you are told to go under quarantine. As states are and counties are thinking about declaring states of emergency and hospitals are preparing and schools are preparing, food is flying off the shelves. And we are seeing stores with shelves empty of people panicking. I wish they weren't panicking because that leads to price gouging and more panic. But people are buying things galore. Why? Well, because they think they're going to have to be isolated in their homes. Now, I have been telling you guys for years, not because I'm a big prepper, but every time there's a hurricane or a bad snowstorm or an earthquake or a power outage, you know, people run and flock to the stores. And it would be really nice if you guys have been every few weeks changing out your water, changing out your food pantry, You know, you should always have a couple weeks of food in your house. Anyway, whether it's some top ramen, some stewed vegetables or fruits that can kind of still stay, you know, canned, obviously, you know, can last. I don't know if I'm a big fan of powdered milk, but, you know, with babies, you got to at least have, you know, their infant formula, things like that. But, you know, most of us only have a day or two's worth of food. And the reason why I know this is because I have two teenage sons. They come downstairs and they go, there's nothing to eat. And I go, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Nothing to eat. Go to the pantry, please. There's nothing to eat, Mom. Like, what the hell are you talking about? I go over to the pantry and it's like, the shelves are empty. I'm like, where's all the eats? Mom, I had breakfast. You ate all that for breakfast? Yeah, Mom. So I don't know what to do. I got to go back to the store. It's ridiculous. So if we are told to stay home, the minimum amount of time we would be told to stay home would be 14 days. Now you see why people are panicking a little? 14 days of the incubation period where the virus can set up shop, decide to spread, replicate, and then possibly infect you. We might not know for 14 days if you're going to get sick. So if somebody thinks that we're exposed, they have to be basically on lockdown for about 2 weeks. Right? I can't sit still for 2 hours. I need to be out and buzzing around and working and whatever. So luckily I can work from home. And I mean, I could do my radio show, you know, if I had to. I'm building a studio at home. I used to have a studio at my house, the house we had to sell before the recession. So I'm hopefully going to build a new studio. So a second studio. So the Dr. Dahlia Studios, I know you guys think it looks like Universal Studios where we have trams and, you know, dinosaurs. We don't. We don't. But, you know, that's a minimum of 2 weeks. What if the virus spreads and it's doing like what we're seeing right now in China? It could be longer. And my guess is the nearby McDonald's might be closed, right? If people don't want to go into a McDonald's or people are sick. So for food, it's recommended that you have enough non-perishable food on hand to carry you through at least 2 weeks, according to the American Red Cross. Canned foods like soups, vegetables, fruit, other non-perishables like grains and pasta and rice, so you could kind of, you know, heat up some of that. Dehydrated foods, snacks. You know, I mean, kids are always wanting munching on something. Even though I'm not a big fan of chips and junk food or whatever, I don't know about you guys, but if I don't have sugar, I'm not going to be fun to have at home. So make sure you got some chocolate for Mama. Drinks, water. You need water. 2 weeks supply of water. Don't forget the animals. You need at least 1 gallon per person per day. With the way my dog drinks and spreads water all over the place and splashes it, I would probably have 2 gallons per day for the dog. You should have water filters in case you run out of bottled water. Gatorade, Pedialyte, hydrating drinks are important too. And then it's not just about food. It's also about hygiene. So you need to, you know, make sure you can still wash your hands. Remember, you are trying to protect against a virus or infectious disease. So you want to have antibacterial soap we're not seeing a lot of, but you want to make sure you have good soap, hand sanitizer, don't forget toilet paper, tissues, disinfecting wipes, feminine care products. So, you're probably going to get your period. That just always happens. I had my SATs, I got my period. I had my wedding day, I got my period. The period always comes in the most inopportune times. My periods have stopped, but something tells me it'll come back. You're going to want laundry detergents. Somebody's always going to pee or take a dump or something. Okay, you're going to have to wash the clothes. All right, dish soap, detergent. These are things that you need to do. Also, Syracuse.com is suggesting an adequate supply of your prescription medications. That's what I told you guys about yesterday. Many medications might be on back order now that China's factories have shuttered. And when they reopen, they're probably going to make sure that China and other, you know, countries close by, you know, get attention first. So I don't know if the little poor Americans, you know, who are over here doing pretty good are going to be first on their list. And so, especially since we're not paying that much money for generics anymore, so you might have some issues with your medications. Dr. Marguerite Neal, an infectious disease expert at Brown University, told New York Times that having a 30-day supply is ideal. If you can get extra, that's great. Most insurance companies won't pay for it, but talk to your doctor about seeing what you could do. over-the-counter medicines at home, like pain relievers, cough suppressants, antihistamines are important. Have a first aid kit. Some of you guys have babies. Even though we don't think babies are as vulnerable to this coronavirus, you got a baby during cough and cold season, so you want to make sure you have all the baby stuff you need. Make sure you have the bottles, the formula, baby food, diapers. You know, if you're still breastfeeding, that's even better. Now, we got our pets. And we talked about yesterday where a Pomeranian in Hong Kong tested positive for low levels of coronavirus. Now, that freaked everybody out, you know, like my dog, you know, was giving me kisses this morning. I'm like, don't give me kisses, you'll give me coronavirus. And the dog's like, hmm? I'm like, no kissing mama. And didn't understand. Like, all right, kissing mama, I don't care. You know, you and I will go down together. Isn't it amazing? My husband says I kiss the dog more than him. I was like, really? I guess I do. So, you know, don't be kissing your dogs, okay? Your dogs and cats and goldfish are going to be quarantined with you. Make sure you have enough pet food. Make sure you have enough poo-poo powder. Okay, cat litter. That is the one thing people don't think of buying. You are going to need to have kitty litter. These cats, they poop up. And the fresher the litter, the faster they potty. It's crazy. I bought them all new potty boxes, little penthouse potty boxes. They look really, really fancy. They're already destroyed. Gear. We talked about face masks. These face masks, the N95 respirator mask does seem to, prevent, hopefully, spread if you have it. The thing is you got to change them out every 8 hours. So you got to make sure you have enough. Most of these face masks are already out of stock. Don't forget batteries. Don't forget flashlights. A lot of times when there's pandemics or weird things, stupid happens. And so sometimes, there could be issues with power, or everybody's at home now, you know, on the internet. So Wi-Fi could go down, which brings us to entertainment. Syracuse.com talks about entertainment, but they say, you know, even though it doesn't look like it's in the need category, you will go crazy being at home with your kids. Sorry, I love my kids, but they drive me crazy. Mom. What? I forgot. What do you want? What? Mom? What? Never mind. I'm like, what? Okay, if you do that on day one, I'm fine. Day 14, I'm like, wait a minute. So, they're talking about Disney Plus, Hulu, Amazon Prime Video, Fubo, Sling, CBS All Access. They're pushing things you could do, you know? Now, what should you do if you are quarantined? Well, stay away from crowds, social distancing, wash your hands frequently. Got to scrub your hands for 20 seconds or sing the happy birthday song twice. They say try not to cough and sneeze into your hands, but coughing and sneezing to your elbow doesn't make a lot of sense to me either because it goes away over there, all over the place. Enroll in emergency alert systems so you could get emergency alert systems. Bookmark or website the page of your local health department. And then if you get sick, you got to call a doctor and get yourself checked out. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.